Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With the landmark Supreme Court victory in the Espinosa case, parental choice in education is front and center at the Montana legislature. The first installment, tax credit scholarships, was heard Wednesday in the House Education Committee. Installment 2 hits the same committee on Monday as they take up education savings accounts for children with disabilities. The bill is House Bill 329, carried by House Majority Leader Sue Vinton at the request of Governor Greg Gianforte. Education savings accounts, or ESAs, in other states allow students to take some or all of the money that would have been used to educate them in a public school and use those dollars to purchase a private school education or other educational services. Take a state like Florida, for example. Their average cost to educate a student in a public school is $13,000 per year. Many private schools charge roughly $6,000 per year for tuition. Under Florida's ESA for children with disabilities, parents of eligible children can take 90% of the funds normally spent by the local school district on their child and use those funds to purchase an alternative education that better fits their child's needs. Any leftover money then goes into a special account that the students can use for post-secondary education. So looking at the numbers, 90% of $13,000 is $11,700 available to parents of a child with a disability. If they spend $6,000 of that at a private school, that leaves $5,700 left over to be placed in a state-controlled savings account. When the child graduates from high school, they could have nearly $70,000 available to spend on college. It's a win-win, and it doesn't cost the state any more than they would have spent to educate that student in the first place. It works because it typically costs about half as much to educate a child at a private school as it does at a public school. Education savings accounts work in states like Arizona, Florida, and North Carolina, and they can work here too. Kids benefit when parents are empowered to purchase educational options that best fit their child's particular needs. This is the reason that parental choice in education is growing all across the U.S. And finally, Montana has a governor willing to put the needs of parents and children above the dictates of our educational bureaucracy. Over the years, we've heard story after story of parents of children with disabilities frustrated because they're unable to access the services their children need. House Bill 329 would solve that problem. Montana spends roughly $12,000 per year to educate its students in a public school. Under this bill, 95% of those dollars could be used by parents to purchase educational services for their child. The other 5% would be retained to pay for the administration of the program. The bill contains a list of allowable services and qualified educational settings. Are you frustrated that you're not able to access necessary services for your child at your local public school? If so, this program may be the solution. As we said, it's working well in other states, and it can work here too. Please call the members of the House Education Committee and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 329. That number is 444-4800. Or better yet, plan to testify at the hearing. You can do so in person at 3 o'clock on Monday at the Capitol or by video conference by registering on the state legislative website by noon on Sunday. Parental choice is coming to Montana, and you can help make that happen. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.